Lesson 14, Activity 1.
Hi, I'm Susan Yang. I'm at a secondary school in Linlithgow. I'm in my third year. So, I'm going to talk about marriage and families in society today. That's a big subject, really. Okay, to start with, let me tell you something about my family. Well, my family are quite unusual, really, because both my parents are married and they live with each other. Now, I'm not joking here. This is unusual because, you know, for a lot of pupils at my school and for other teenagers around the country, things are different. Take my friend Rachel, for example. Her mum and dad split up 5 years ago, and now she lives with her mum and her mum's new boyfriend. Actually, she sees her dad most weekends, so it isn't so bad. He's now married to his second wife, and Rachel gets on quite well with her. That sort of thing is quite common, like everywhere. Some kids live with only one parent. Sometimes they don't even know who their mother or father is. And there are others, they live with a mum and a dad, but I mean, their mum isn't their real mum or their dad isn't their real dad. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying these other ways of living are always bad. In fact, another of my friends, Alison, her mum and dad never got married, but they've been together for a long time and it doesn't seem to be a problem. To tell you the truth, it was only a couple of years ago that Alison found out that they weren't married, and it doesn't seem to bother her much. Where was I? Oh yes, I'm not saying this is always bad, but I come from a Chinese background, and it's kind of unusual in Chinese families. I'm not trying to make judgments here, but I really think it's better for society if parents stay together and bring up their kids. But then, the thing is, if a couple don't get on with each other, sometimes it's better if they do split up. It's better for the children too. Let's say they should stay together if they can. Oh, it's all so complicated, really.